Testing. Good morning, KSPW.
Sitting here listening to all the different ways of people signing on and talking to the mic and have power and quite an assortment.
Oh, hey, that's good. Anyways, so, yep, I'm just rolling along on M72 here, just outside of Traverse going by the casino, and it seems that everybody's trying to get the heck out of here because there's quite the line of traffic.
Story of the summer, I think, wasn't it? I didn't go anywhere, and I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah. You know, what was surprising was Cherry Fest down here was not as busy as I usually expect it to be. Last year it was crazy town. This year it wasn't too normal. And I'm sure next year it'll be absolute chaos, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it's funny how those goes in the streaks, or maybe that one year before was too busy, and so everybody wanted to kind of stay home a little bit, and you never know. It's just kind of fun to watch. I used to go down here in Petoskey on that main corner where all the highways come together, and sit and watch the chaos. Boy, I'll tell you, that was a hoot.
Yeah, I switched over to DMR here. I'm getting out in the range of the Traverse City machine. But anyway, yeah, good deal. So, well, it's good to know that you're still around. Like I said, I haven't heard you for a while, so I thought something happened to you. So it's really good to hear you on here. So. There you go. But, I'm still trying to wake up here. I slept through all my alarms. Wanted to be outside of Traverse City around 8:30. And well, it's quarter after 9, and like I said, I'm just getting on M72 here, so we're on a slow start, but at least we're moving anyway.
Well, this DMR repeater's really great. Once you switch that, it just took a little bit of background out, and it's just right in there right now. That's good.
Yeah, and you sound pretty good in here as well. Yep. So, are you bouncing off the 7-4 machine?
I'm on the 7-4 right now.
Yeah, you're running just gangbusters into that right now. You sound great. Full volume.
Yeah, I got a different radio finally. I had that Kenwood forever and ever and ever, and then ever went to pot. But I got a different one now thanks to some of my friends. And really has been a good one. It's a Yaesu. And man, that doggone thing does everything. Kind of set me back because I wasn't used to programming all these fancy AMCs, but I got a few of the frequencies in it, and it seems to work very, very well.
Off the machine there, I dropped downhill. I'm going to let you go, Richard. You have a good one, and don't be a stranger out here, and we'll say 7-3. WGHKBQ8GMH Mobile.
Super good hearing you, and thanks a lot. WD8JBQ will be clear.
Node 5-8-3-4-1-0. Timeout.
Pass, rolling southbound Mobile.
K8BRX, also southbound and Mobile.
Oh, hey, good afternoon to you. How's it going out there on the southbound lane?
Not too bad. I don't know what's going on. That pickup pulled out in front of me, and they were flooring it, but now they're not. And then I got somebody right up my bumper, my rear bumper.
There's an old Ford here. Blue one with a Cummins in it.
Oh, wow. Heck yeah. Yeah, we're just past the Pelston Airport. And we're coming into the little town area right now. Is traffic clearing up any there on 75?
No. It has not eased up. It's wall to wall.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, it's the easy mart there is busy. Dollar General's kind of busy. But we're able to just sail right on through. Yeah, it's just nice. Kind of quiet drive, you know?
Yeah, you're going to have a good time. We're going to have a bad time until we get to 127. We got another hour and a half of this crap.
Oh, holy cow. I got 18 miles till Petoskey. And then, we got maybe a couple more hours here in the car.
There's a Peterbilt right in front of me here. We're about to be passing them. Traffic's starting to disperse a little bit here, so I'm able to bump it up nice and easy. The old Trax is just blowing their doors off.
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah, we're still just driving along there. Traffic's picked up here some. There's quite a few people heading north. Appletown Cider. K8BRX, Mobile.
Yeah, my odometer just clicked over 11111.
Oh, wow. Make a wish.
And I just wish that we get home safe and we don't see anybody splattered out here on the freeway.
Yeah, hopefully everybody, we all make it home safe. It's crazy how reckless people can get or drive.
K8BYS Mobile.
K8BRX. We're just rolling through a Lansing.
Oh, wow, yeah, you're getting right over there. Oh, nice. I think they said the one of the repeaters over there was going to be up, and so maybe they're probably over there working on it right now, maybe.
Oh, yeah, they probably are. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I don't think any of these people have a brain at all.
The Scarecrow. Wizard Oz. Yeah, I don't know what's going on now. Traffic in front of me, they keep slowing it and then slamming their brakes and just slowing right back down. Kind of annoying. K8TRX.
Yeah, over here they're doing about 85 and then they slam on the brakes and now we're down to, which I had a really big gap distance, so they must be really slowing down because I caught them. I'm only doing about 65. But they're doing some weird stuff out here. The two-step.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, now those cars, they're just speeding right through this town. And I'm sure they'll be not speeding when we get out of here. Well, I don't know. Maybe they will.
Yeah, these people driving campers are pulling them like they're in a regular car, and they're not driving like they should be. They should take a test. Because they're failing pretty bad at it today.
Yeah, I agree. Just anybody can just hook up their pickup to their 48-foot toy hauler and just go. But, yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, we're coming to a halt here. Uh-oh. Must be a wreck up here. Somebody lost her, Dale Earnhardt.
Yeah, something must have happened. I don't even know what town this is. I'm in just a little one, and I got like the train cars here, a couple train cars across from the boat launch.
Somebody's poop tube on their camper's got a clear elbow on it, and it's just nasty looking water right there at the, just right at the end.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm down to 20 miles an hour. Somebody must have really, really smashed it up or something.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Holy cow, it's warm. Warm down here. I just looked at my temp for the outside. It's 78 here. It was nice and cool up in Mackinac.
K8DYS, we are currently at a standstill.
That's no good.
Traffic backed up like 10 miles.
Geez, that's not fun. Maybe they got road work or something, and they're trying to cram couple lanes into one or something. I don't know. K8BRX Mobile.
Yeah, something. Oh well. K8DYS. I'll be standby. I'm sure we're gonna have to jump over. I think there's definitely road work, but it's all, they're not working on it, I don't think, right now. So K8DYS standby.
Alrighty, be safe. K8BRX.
Still backed up. We're almost out of it, I believe, but I don't know. K8DYS, mobile.
Oh, holy cow. We're coming through Petoskey right now.
I'm rolling 9 miles an hour. So if anybody's out there listening, avoid I-75 South at Wolverine, I think, is where it started. Well, it's probably way backed up now, further than that. But the Wolverine area. Hopefully it's not all the way to Vanderbilt, but I was thinking of jumping off and taking old 27 the rest of the way home, or at least down to Grayling, and then I think 127 should be okay. It's usually a lot less traffic, but we won't know until we know.
Yeah, that is true. I was debating on if I wanted to take 31 or 131 back down, but we're just going to stick on 31.
Yeah, it'll probably be a lot cooler going that way for you, the scenery and the temperature. So. And you probably don't get that way very often, so 131's a pretty common path. That's what it is. It's one laner here. One dropping down to one lane. That's why we're bottlenecked. K8DYS.
Yeah, I figured it was something like that. Yeah, you're right. It is. This is a nice drive. That is for sure. 65 miles to PC, K8BRX.
All these truck drivers need to get some 2-meter action going on. I tell everybody, they just act like they have no idea what's going on, though.
Yeah, that would be really cool. I enjoy 2 meters quite a lot. Oh, there's Bay Harbor, K8BIX.
Could start a truck driver MERS, 151820, then they wouldn't have to get a license and just run the 2 watts or whatever, say you're running 2 watts, but, on TV, I guess there are a few truck drivers, but the propagation, when there's skip, you can't even communicate.
Yeah, it's crazy. I know up in Canada, they, at least on the logging roads, they use 2 meters up there for that.
Oh yeah, they use VHF something. I don't know what frequency, but they got something. I've seen it. So, well, we're starting to pick up now that we're all in the one lane, and it, that was the problem, zipper merge, nobody wants to leave a gap, so. Should be rolling here shortly. I figured that's what it was. I should have looked at the map and known, but, oh well, it was only, what, 10, 15 minutes extra. Not a big deal.
And now you're going to be able to be back on the open road again here soon. Yeah, it's warm down here, 79 degrees and sunny. Beautiful day.
Is that repeater over there working, do you know?
Nah, I don't believe so, not yet. K-8-B-R-I.
10-4. Maybe they said a different day, I don't know. Oh, man. Yeah, we're moving again, so maybe we'll be able to stay on 75. I don't think there's any other one-lane bottlenecks anywhere, so. I haven't been up through here in a while, though. South, so. Coming north was smooth sailing, but. Yeah, I kind of had a feeling it was going to be heavy-duty traffic. Probably should have just taken today off, too. Yeah, it's a... Oh, here's Vanderbilt. We're getting close. We're getting close. We're only about, I don't know, hour and a half from home. We gotta go pick my daughter up and stuff, too, so we still got, a two-hour ride down there.
Oh, holy cow. You'll be a driving fool today. Yeah, traffic isn't so bad right now. This car's doing that thing I hate. They go slow, and when it's not a passing lane, and then when the passing lane opens up, they just floor it. And then as soon as it gets back to double yellow, they'll be slowing right back down.
Yeah, isn't that something? They do that. I remember when we went across the UP, they were doing the same thing on Highway 2, and they'd open her up to 75, 80 mile an hour, and then they'd slow right back down to 60. I couldn't get around them.
Yeah, it's crazy. People act like that. Oh, well, I guess. K8BRX mobile.
This is K8BRX mobile. Yeah. I guess we're going home first to unload some stuff, so I'll get a break for a minute. And, yeah, I probably won't have enough time today, but I wanted to check out that ASL3. I might throw it on one of those other pies and then try it out. I'm sure it's not hard to do. It's probably pretty easy. And, Yeah. I didn't have a chance to ask Drake about it, but I know I watched a video, and I know it uses a web browser-based, control panel, I think. I don't know if you can control it from that, direct it, but fingers crossed, you'll be able to control it from remote. I don't see why not. You can get on your cameras, so I don't know. They probably have like some server or something, but we'll see. KACYS, standing by.
Shoot, sorry. I got a phone call, but yeah, that would be sweet to change it over, and it would be nice to be able to connect and disconnect when I'm outside of my network. KACYS, cell phone.
Well, I could send you the link for mine too. I don't foresee it being able to work. I'm sure it's probably still the same as what it is now, but I can just give you the link for the hub node, and then you just log into that remotely, you know, and then you can direct it that way too.
Yeah, that would be cool. Just driving down the road.
But the next step is to get a another radio up on yours, or CDM, or get another Pi to do another one, and then have two. Probably be best to have two. You can have them both linked up sometimes, but you don't need them like the VHF one. You don't have to have it blasting out unless you're out dinking around outside your area. There's another Hemi. I've seen two older Dodge Hemis, and they sound terrible, kicking. They're just flying down the freeway with campers.
Yeah, I was even thinking about maybe moving my node up onto the big antenna, moving back to the back instead of just being on the shelf out front. But now that I got that adapter.
Yeah, you should today. When you get home, plug it in like Glade. See what she does on UHF. It might be adequate enough. I do have a cable. You could run higher power, but with the Moto radio, if you could set it to whatever you want, you could bump it up to like 10 or 15 or something, you know, and then just keep the fan on it or something. But lots of options. But I would be interested in seeing how it worked that high on UHF, because I may end up doing that too, putting the UHF one up that high. It would be a lot better than what it is now. It struggles at like a mile on an HT, so if I could get a couple, as long as it works a mile out clearly, it would be very beneficial. So I don't know how far I'll hold this repeater cell to Gaylord. I guess we'll find out.
I could hear some of that. Wow, people are just flooring it. I'm in Charlevoix, but I don't know if I was getting some interference here or what, but I think you're coming in all right now. KACS.
All right, I was on 5 watts still. I probably wasn't making it in. I just said that I would be interested in hearing how your UHF would be up on top, so I'm just coming into Gaylord here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe I'll do that today. Yeah, traffic just backed right up to downtown Charlevoix. It's crazy. Yeah, I think it's the traffic lights or something down here. It's dirty. There's a lot of fuzz, so I'm supposed to repeat it. I'm going to crank the tunes up for a little bit and jam all K8BRX. Drive safe, Ryan.
Alright, we'll catch you after a bit. Kilo 8, Delta Yankees here. Clear. Standby.
XK Radio Fest, clear.
I thought I had heard you out there, Ryan. K-8-U-S, K-8-U-S.
Alright, it's working.
That's what I like to hear.
That's what she said. Don't jerk it. Like a damn woman. Too fast, too slow, don't jerk it. Drake, did you find that dummy load to plug into that radio?
Yeah, it's been plugged in.
Yeah, but you didn't power the radio back up.
Whoops, I'll do that.
I was like, oh, I can't talk to it still.
I'm getting there. Alright, now we got lights.
Alright, I gotta hopefully, it wouldn't let me change it when it saw the RFU on there, so I'm hoping by putting a dummy load on it, I can go in and change it back to ODUB.
Super duper.
Bang bang, north end of the tower, bang bang. Oh Christ. Alright, Drake, you can power that down and get it ready for whenever they're ready to hook it up. I gotta switch it over, thank you.
Sounds good. There must be quite a bit of power coming out of that. That dummy load's pretty warm.
Yeah, I think it's sending DC voltage up.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's sending DC voltage by itself or whatever to power the other unit, so yeah. Alright, give me a second.
And ATH.
Drake, on this one.
This is KEAFJW monitoring.
DMH testing. Any DMH testing.
Any DMH testing. KCA-ZSU.
My name's
DMH
Mobile.
DMH, KCAZSU. Hello, Drake.
Hi, Toby.
Do today.
Got a lot of work done at the Crossroad Tower in Petoskey. Got some couple dishes up there, and got the 1-9 back on the air, and all sorts of stuff.
Okay, very good, very good. Yeah, I'm just sitting here with the HD, so. Okay, talk to you later. I got to watch something here, and we'll talk to you later. DCAVSU.
Sounds good.
NADMH. NADMH, NADMH, too.
Hi, Chuck. Go ahead.
Well, glad to hear that you got it done, and we appreciate all your work.
Certainly been a long day.
What time did you leave home?
I left the house around 8:30. I got to the site around 10:30. I had to stop at the shop and grab a couple of things. I left a bunch of my tools there.
Sounds good. Okay, sounds like we got a digital IP or...
Yeah, I haven't put in the voice ID yet.
Okay, you able to do that remotely, or you got to come back up?
Oh, I'm going to do all that remotely.
Fantastic. Glad to hear that part.
Yep, I got the stuff I need to get done. On-site done. Everything else can be done remotely. We got a link between Crossroad and Sheboygan, and the signal strength on that was better than we expected, which is kind of awesome. And we got a link over to Fred's cabin on, what's that, Mullet Lake? Something like that. I don't know what lake that is.
Bird Lake?
Yeah, that one.
Okay, so you didn't make studs.
So we got the ODU replaced. But by the time we had that ODU talking, Cam was pretty tired from being on the tower all day, so he came on down, and that'll have to be another project. We're thinking that the polarity on the ODU might be backwards, and it's clearly not the right way it's supposed to be. And when Cam put the ODU back on, it was probably put on the correct way, and there's a whole bit of backstory about that I don't think I'm going to go over on the air.
Thank you. Alrighty. Because we're looking for something on the studs to go over to the island.
Well, studs and Beaver Island's got a link right now. We can see all the equipment on the other side. It's just getting from Crossroad to studs is what we got to do. But that's coming. We're going to brainstorm some solutions for that.
Okay, we can talk about that on TX.
Yep, we certainly can do that. So, all in all, things are better than we left them, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, at least you got the Wi-Fi going and 1-9 going, so make everybody happy.
Yep. All right, Chuck, I'm going to grab something to eat and make my way south here. So I'm happy with the progress we made today, so we'll leave it at that. NADMH Mobile.
Okay, great job. Drive safe. Talk to you later. NADMH.